From the late 1800s to the 1920s, about 250,000 orphans were taken off the streets of New York City and shipped out west to be adopted.
Bluff Creek! Bluff Creek, Kentucky!
This Friday, Whatadoo Theater in Springfield will shed light on this hidden piece of American history. Brittany Slater is the co-director for the play Orphan Train.
Our story follows a young Kansas housewife. She and her husband and their family have a child, end up losing that child, and he ends up going on the orphan train. So we get to follow his story through the abusive placing agents that he is placed with on the orphan train, and the story of his parents who are dealing with his loss back in Kansas.
The play has its roots in history, but it's also very mysterious. Farm wife Nettie thinks her son is dead until she has a mystical vision that he'll return. Her son Jake, played by Hunter King, is also accompanied by a spirit character on the train.
My magical friend is Grace. She's kind of my guardian angel, and she protects me from any danger that I ever come in, which helps a lot in most cases because she is the only person that I will talk to, and she is the only person that I really trust.
And Jake needs plenty of help with placing agents like Mr. and Mrs. Leach.
If you had any character, or if the brutes that spawned you had any character, do you think you'd be here?
Adam Bielby plays Mr. Leach. He says the Leaches are looking for any way they can to make a profit off of the orphans.
They really don't care about the children at all, because all they really see the children as are dollar signs. And I think the orphan train, the idea behind it, what started it, was probably a very noble idea and a very good thing and very good intentions behind it. Like anything else in life, though, because everything can be used or abused, it was greatly abused, and it is kind of what birthed our foster care system today, which, you know, as you know, is does a lot of good, but a lot, I would probably say, a lot more harm than good anymore.
I'm Kristen Marie Stelter, playing Mrs. Leach. You also have this really great struggle for the American dream and what that means to everybody. And what it means to the Leeches is money and survival. And what it means to other characters are, you know, the land that they're losing and the family structure and how that's centered around home.
Bielby says the orphan train itself is only about half the story. The play takes place in 1929, just before the Great Depression.
Almost every single story has an imminent crash approaching, and the characters are very aware of, at some point, that this crash is coming. They're either losing their land, or they're losing their freedom, or they're losing their way of life.
Pretty much this whole country is going to be losing their farms. It's going to get bad. Maybe even violent. I don't know.
I also think if I don't walk out of here right now, you're going to see some of that violence you've been so worried about. Come and take the farm whenever you're ready.
You're making a big mistake here, McCleary!
Executive Director Randy Wolf says part of the reason he picked this play was because of the 2008 recession. Many of us can relate to the hard economic times the characters are in.
There is a very strong element of faith and family that is very prevalent from the beginning to the end of the show. And strength, human emotional strength.
Orphan Train opens at Whatadoo Theater Friday night at 8.